And welcome back to Midday. I'm Tom Hall, and now we pivot from political theater to the Everyman Theater in Baltimore with our intrepid theater critic, J. Wynn Russick. Judy, always good to see you.
Good to be here, Tom.
So it's been quite a week in politics, and from what I understand, quite a show at the Everyman Theater. We, of course, have your reviews every Thursday afternoon here on Midday, and as I understand it, half of Everyman's current season consists of new or relatively new shows. So the one that you're going to talk about today is called The Roommate. It's the first of these new shows or relatively new shows. So what's a little background on this thing?
Well, Tom, this is a play written by Jen Silverman, who is one of the country's hottest young playwrights. Single Carrot Theater actually opened last season with another Silverman play called Phoebe in Winter, which was a powerful, almost surrealistic anti-war play. A family with three brothers who were all soldiers ended up sort of having a war in their living room, and everyone kept changing roles. It was a more complex kind of creative play than this one is. But role changing, to a lesser degree, kind of happens in Jen Silverman's The Roommate as well. But this, I don't think, is a typical play for Silverman. It is uncharacteristically naturalistic for her. It was a big hit at the Actors Theater of Louisville's Humana Festival of New American Plays back in 2015, a year ago. This season, it's being produced by regional theaters on both coasts, so it's a hot commodity. And maybe it's not surprising that The Roommate has increased Jen Silverman's visibility. It's more accessible than some of her other shows. For example, she has a play called Collective Rage, a play in five boops, which has a good bit of profanity, and five characters all named Betty Boop, and they are staging a scene from A Midsummer Night's Dream. That play had its world premiere opening the season at Woolly Mammoth in D.C. Recently.
So all five characters are named Betty Boop?
Betty Boop.
It's the
Betty
George
Boop.
Foreman School of Theatrical Invention? Very
yeah, they're all different incarnations of Betty Boop. But The Roommate, getting back to The Roommate, this is a two-character, one-set play. So it's not only more accessible because it's a naturalistic, realistic script, but it's more affordable for theaters to produce.
Yeah. So is this one of those kitchen sink plays?
Oh, yes.
Where they're
very much.
In a kitchen the whole time or
something? Oh, yeah. There is a kitchen sink, yes.
Yeah, there has to be in every play, right? So obviously this is a play about roommates, and a lot of people can relate to that, having had a roommate or two or 12 in their lives. So are these college roommates? Or this is first apartment roommates? Who are these people?
No, not at all. These are grown-ups. It's two middle-aged women. Neither seem to be particularly accustomed to being or having a roommate. And the place they're sharing is the upper-middle-class home in Iowa City of one of the two women. Jen Silverman wrote this play partly to give good roles to middle-aged actresses, and she did come up with good, meaty roles. The characters are strangers when the play begins. Sharon, the woman who owns the house, is recently divorced, and Robin, her roommate, drives all the way from the Bronx to move in with her. One of the few things that they turn out to have in common is that they are both somewhat estranged from their grown children.
My son lives in New York.
Oh, you have a son?
I do. He lives in New York.
That's great.
In the Bronx?
No.
He lives Park Slope, do you know?
Yeah.
He lives in Park Slope.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
He pays way too much for it. I tell him that all the time. I say, in Iowa, you could have a house for what you pay for. He doesn't like it when I say that. He didn't like Iowa.
The tornadoes?
No, he just didn't like it.
Well, it is good to see plays with roles for middle-aged women. That's terrific. I remember Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were hosting the Golden Globes a couple of years ago, and they said Meryl Streep is nominated for an award, proving once again that Hollywood has plenty of roles for middle-aged actresses who were named Meryl Streep. two terrific actresses, favorites of mine, Deborah Hazlett from Everyman and Beth Hilton. They are in this production of The Roommate. And the literature that Everyman publishes about this calls this a mashup of Thelma and Louise and The Odd Couple. I like that. I mean, is that accurate? Does that describe the plot?
It's less Thelma and Louise and more The Odd Couple, though there already is a female version of The Odd Couple. The Roommate is a comedy. It is not a light comedy. This is not Neil Simon. But Like The Odd Couple, the two women, the two roommates, are polar opposites. Unlike The Odd Couple, these roommates get along, and they both seem to be trying to change their lives. Sharon needs a little more excitement in her life, and Robin needs a lot less excitement. They come together sort of somewhere in the middle. But the ending is a bit ambiguous, and to me, anyway, it seemed that only one of these two women really changes. I brought a clip from one of the scenes that demonstrates how far apart these two women are initially.
Are those drugs?
Sharon.
What?
It's medicinal. Medicinal herbs.
I thought it was drugs.
Herbs only become drugs when a capitalist economy gets involved.
So, is there some place here where you go and buy herbs?
You mean like a long, sticky alley and a guy with a ski mask is waiting at the end of it?
Is that?
No! I grew these. I grow my own medicinal herbs, Sharon.
Those are...
I thought you knew. You said you liked them.
I did like them. I thought they were just weird plants.
Oh, man.
Deborah Hazlett and Beth Hilton in The Roommate at the Everyman Theater. So these are the only two actors in this play. Back in show business school, they told me that that's called a two-hander. Those can be difficult to sustain with just two actors. How do they do?
Well, they do very, very well. They give very strong performances. The direction is by Johanna Gruenhut. And you really feel both of these actresses sort of exulting in the chance to play these characters, characters who are both recognizable and surprising. Their body language, especially at first, really illustrates how different these two characters are. At one point, Hilton, who plays the rebellious Robin, sprawls on the kitchen counter with her booted foot in the sink, that kitchen sink that you mentioned, and she seems really comfortable there. And then Hazlett's Sharon, who is a kind of straight-laced Midwesterner, hoists herself up on the dishwasher, and she is definitely not so comfortable up there. But this character later becomes more comfortable, even sitting on the counter in boots, something she probably never did as a Midwest housewife. I do have to say, interestingly, Hilton was in Silverman's Collective Rage, the DC play that I mentioned a few minutes ago. She was doing that play at night while rehearsing this one. So she's definitely been in a Jen Silverman phase.
All right, so you mentioned there's just one single set. I assume it's the house in Iowa City. I mean, what are the costumes? Tell us about these characters.
Well, it is that kitchen. It has floral wallpaper and an oak table and everything neat and tidy and in its place. The costumes really differentiate the characters. They're by Sarah Cubbage. Sharon at one point is in a powder blue, fleecy, soft and homey robe, and Robin tends to wear torn, tight jeans and T-shirts and heavy boots, those ones she props up on the table. She's a tough, defiant character.
So we just got a little bit of time left. What's the verdict? Shall we, move in? With the roommate.
Well, I'm not ready to move in yet. I don't think this is a great play. It kind of feels like a relatively...
So it's the play itself.
Yes, not the production. The production is excellent. But the play feels like a relatively early work by a promising playwright. And actually, she has had several earlier plays. They're very good characters. They're not always completely credible. Sharon, this conventional Midwesterner, is smart, but she opens her home to somebody she doesn't know and hasn't bothered to learn much about. There's way too much exposition through phone calls. I just don't think it shows Jen Silverman off to really to advantage, but it certainly shows Everyman's duo of really top actresses great light.
Beth Hilton, Deborah Hazlett, terrific artists. I mean, they're the kind of folks I like to go see what they do just because it's them, you know. So good. Oh, I appreciate it. The Roommate is at the Everyman Theater until November 27th. That's a Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend. We've got links to details on our website, wypr.org/midday. Next week, what are we going to talk about?
Next week, we have another fairly new play by a woman, Bess Wahl's American Hero at the Rep Stage in Columbia.
All right, Rep Stage next week here with Judy Rusick's Weekly Theater Review. Thanks. We will see you then.
See you then, Tom.
That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, my guest will be UC Irvine law professor Keramet Ryder on her new book called 23/7, Pelican Bay Prison and the Rise of Long-Term Solitary Confinement. Hope you can join us for Midday Friday. Thanks to the Baltimore Chef Shop on the Avenue in Hamden, offering a variety of private events and cooking classes for kids and adults, including baking and international cuisines. Tonight at 6:30, they're offering a class on Italian cooking. More on the web at baltimorechefshop.com. MidwayUSA.com. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us as part of Midday. Have a great day.